It looks like a monkey thinking very deep thoughts. With big, close-set eyes, a long nose, and thin mouth, its pink face framed by a long golden mane. It's a new species of monkey called the Lesula, identified recently in Africa in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We reached conservation biologist John Hart in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, and he told us how his field team first spotted the monkey back in 2007 on a trip to a forest in central Congo.
They were at the Opala, the last town on the way into the forest, and in the port there were dugouts coming up from the forest and full of bush meat and plenty of dead animals, but there was this one live animal that they didn't know.
They brought photos back to John Hart, who's worked in Congo for 35 years, and he went to see the monkey for himself. He found one tethered to a post. It was being kept as a pet by the daughter of a local school director.
I was familiar with all the field guides. I'd seen a lot of animals before, and there was just something about this one right away that I knew was unusual.
And when you say you knew right away, what were you seeing? What did you see in this monkey that you hadn't seen before?
What for me was the red, bright red at the base of the back and the tail. I'd never seen that in a monkey before, and I thought, is this some strange one-off case? It wasn't. As the young animal matured and as we saw older animals, we saw some of the other main features on them. These bright blue buttocks, their whole backside of the adult males is just this brilliant aquamarine. The yellow mane of hair around the head, all of those emerged as the animal got older. But that red on the back and the lower tail, that was just the one signal for me.
The images that I've seen of these monkeys, their face is just so sweet. Was there something about the expression on them that struck you right away?
What there was we noticed right away the large eyes. And in fact, one of the analysis made by our morphologist was that this species has significantly larger eye orbits than any other related species and almost any other monkey in this group of Cercopithecus. So the fact that this animal spends so much of its time active in this crepuscular pre-dawn darkness and even at dusk, sometimes we'd even hear the calls at night, made us wonder, is there still something to be discovered about this animal? Is this got a nocturnal behavior? That would really be exceptional. It's all possible now that we know the animal.
John, I want to play some audio that your team recorded in the forests in Congo, and help us pick out where the monkey is in this recording.
Well, first of all, we're hearing all these night orthopterans. They're the grasshopper cricket-like calling in the background, and you hear the first birds making plenty of noise as well. But in all of that, tucked in almost, if you don't listen, it's gone before you know what you're hearing. You hear a low little boom call. And that was a Lesula calling. Not close, but it's definitely a Lesula. They've got a very little, short little boom. And in fact, if you hear it up close, it does descend. It has a sort of a, but it's a kind of a moaning call almost a little. And that's them. And that's their time right then when everything else is waking up. And after that, they're quite quiet.
It does seem surprising that with so much adventure, travel, scientific expedition going on, that there would be a species of monkey that nobody had documented before.
That is remarkable. And this is only the second one in the last 28 years. And I never expected it. I don't think any zoologist ever really expects to find something new like this.
Now, John, we're talking about this monkey as a new species, but clearly it's not new to the Congolese. It's well known there.
That's right. That was that became evident, right? We didn't know what it was, and our field assistants, who are also Congolese, but not from that area, know what it was. It's a well-known monkey within the restricted area of its range. And people didn't think there was anything particularly unusual about it. They didn't know that it had never been added to the zoological literature. It was an unknown zoologically, but for them it was known.
John Hart, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Conservation biologist John Hart talking with us from Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo about the new species of monkey identified there, the Lesula. There's a photograph of it at npr.org.